Prayer and contemplation are viewed as helpful only if the nun has no desire to attract attention to herself. Thus, the nuns support themselves and help others, but they restrict contact with the world outside the convent and guard their vocation jealously. Fortunately, Vincent Paquette's admirable diplomacy persuaded the nuns to continue despite this lapse. Generally, when we demonstrate the techniques of our studies for the media now, we use stand-ins, not the actual nuns. For example, when the QEEG study was featured on Discovery Channel's Daily Planet and aired on Good Friday of 2004, a model stood in for one of our subjects. Study 1. Findings.
I don't know how much time had passed. It is like a treasure and intimacy. It is very, very personal. It was in the center of my being, but even deeper. It was a feeling of fullness. Fullness. Fullness.
Carmelite nun describing Unio Mystica. The scanner room is certainly nothing like a retreat center. It looks more like something you would find at NASA. Despite that, the nuns managed to experience a mystical state during the mystical condition. Immediately at the end of the experiment, we asked the nuns to evaluate their own experiences. Not all studies do that, but we wanted to compare the objective and subjective perspectives. To put it another way, was the subject aware of experiencing something that correlated with the fMRI data? In addition to asking the nuns to describe their experiences in their own words, we used Hood's mysticism scale to enable comparison with other research. We did make one adjustment. Hood's scale was not designed specifically for Christian mysticism, which means that not all questions may be applicable. Christian mystics typically see themselves as contacting a transpersonal entity rather than an impersonal entity, and they most often describe their experiences in terms of feeling greatly loved. So we used the 15 questions that appeared most compatible with a Christian interpretation of the mystical experience. The main items from Hood's mysticism scale associated with the nun's experiences were: I have had an experience which I knew to be sacred. I have had an experience in which something greater than myself seemed to absorb me. I have experienced profound joy. During the qualitative interviews conducted at the end of the experiment, the nuns said that they had felt the presence of God and His unconditional and infinite love, as well as plenitude and peace. Importantly, all of them reported that, from a first-person perspective, the experiences lived during the mystical condition differed from those used to self-induce a mystical state.